Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. So, Fast Company. I've been talking a lot about Fast Company on today's show. Its new Most Innovative Companies list is out. It's 609 organizations that are reshaping industries and culture. They selected companies that are making big impacts across 58 categories. Now, the publishers and the editors of the publication find the companies that they think are the biggest and brightest. And then there's a submission side that companies can submit. And then the publishers and editors say, wow, let's pick the best from this list. So I'm reading through the most innovative companies in film and television list for 2025. I'm seeing FX, owned by Disney. I'm seeing Pixar, owned by Disney. I'm seeing Netflix. And then I go to number 10 and I see a company called SRH. I'm like, SRH. Let's go to my AI platform of preference, maybe Perplexity, and see. Whoa, yes, that indeed is Milwaukee-based SRH. Matt Sabljak, one of the partners and founders of SRH, joins us in studio. Matt, I really appreciate your time. Before we talk about the Fast Company Award, just tell us what SRH is, and congratulations.
Oh, well, thanks, Jeff.
Sure.
Do we have to disclose that you were my first boss?
I think we may have to, but we can go back and tell that story in a minute.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we've been for 10 years an ad agency here in Milwaukee that's like aspiring to it. And I think one of the questions is always like, an ad agency is an ad agency is an ad agency. But like, right. What are you about, right? And what we're about is fame. And when I say fame, I mean we believe that every brand should strive to like be famous in their category. Fame has a magic, a sizzle to it that's bigger than like brand awareness or engagement, right? It's like it's being distinctive, it's being recognized, it's being worthy to be talked about. And we've done that for a lot of brands here locally, Harley Davidson, the Green Bay Packers, Children's Wisconsin, et cetera, and then doing it nationally as well. And the three of us founders are also filmmakers.
Okay.
And we wanted to find a way from the beginning to make films and make films famous.
And SRH stands for yourself and your two business partners.
Sabljak, Ravenwood, Hogerden. Yep.
All right. So we worked in media and marketing together way back in our onmilwaukee.com days. And I always saw that kind of spark of creativity and just always thinking about what's next. And I've always admired that about you, Matt. When you think about marketing and advertising, there's so much thought in the space like, all right, half of it works, half of it doesn't. Where do you put your money? How do you make those investments? What have you done as an agency to kind of package that retelling of the marketing story?
Well, first, we've spent a lot of time, like let's go to like the field of medicine, which is very science-based, we hope, right? And they have the American Medical Journal, right? And that is where the latest research on therapies, techniques, et cetera, are published. And you hope that your doctor is reading these so he's up to date on what the latest treatments are and diagnostics. In the marketing world, there is a whole body of research. We call it empirical marketing. That's just our little kind of spin on marketing effectiveness.
Okay.
So there are marketing scientists out there who are actually running longitudinal experiments and trying to understand how does loyalty work. How do people really choose and why do they choose the brands that they choose? And so we've been looking at a lot of that data that I think a lot of American agencies aren't paying attention to because a lot of it isn't coming out of America, and repackaging that into tools and principles and techniques for our clients. And again, I bring it all back to, it's true. 50% of advertising doesn't work. In fact, there's a report that just came out. Sorry to jump on you, Jeff.
No,
that just
said, right.
50% of ads are less emotionally engaging than cows chewing grass.
All right. But, you know, that still works in some capacity, but the companies want the ROI, and that's what you have to do as an agency, right? You have to take care of teammates and partners and make the creative work. So tomorrow, Matt, Fortune releases its most innovative companies list. Be interesting to see who's on that list. When we come back, we're going to talk about the top five companies on the Fast Company list. I also was really intrigued that, why? Not just for their innovation. Why did SRH make this list? It's got something to do with beavers, right?
Something to do with beavers.
Yeah. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Fast Company is out with its list of most innovative companies, some handpicked by the business magazine's editors and publishers, others selected from nominated companies like Milwaukee-based SRH. Quickly, the top five from Fast Company: Waymo, NVIDIA, Nubank, the WNBA, and BYD, Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer, obviously all doing incredibly innovative things in their own rights, for sure. But let's talk about SRH and its inclusion in the film and television list for the publication. Matt Sabljak, partner and president of the firm, joins us in studio. So, Matt, one of the major reasons you're included on the list is a film that your company worked on called Hundreds of Beavers. Really creative, super funny. But that independent film space, it's tough. And how do you build kind of a, maybe not the perfect world, but a cult following for an independent film? And how do you spur release with creativity? Because I'm guessing that's why your firm landed up on this list.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. Like, we're on this most innovative list, and you just rattled off those companies. And it's largely due to a 108-minute black-and-white silent slapstick comedy film, you know, that was made on a shoestring budget, right? Yeah. Like, and you don't start there and go, like, wow, that's really innovative, right? But the way that we – and one, I've just got to give a shout-out to the filmmakers, Mike Cheslick, Ryland Tews, you know, my partners, Kurt – and Sam, the way that we, one, we couldn't find a distributor for this film because it's so, such an oddball, you know? And so we had to figure out how we're going to do it on our own. And I think that what got us on this list is the fact that we approach this like we would building a brand, which is top down, bottom up. Top down, we were always going after write-ups in the New York Times, the LA Times, you know, Vanity Fair, et cetera. That stuff really still matters because it reaches huge audiences.
Exactly, right.
In fact, you don't think of innovation when you think of the Associated Press, but when we got an AP pickup, it was a huge deal. And then the bottom-up thing was we were relentless on social with engagement. We did hundreds of parody posters for the film. You know, we did a road show through the Midwest. Instead of launching this film on the coast, we did like a 13-14 city road show complete with like live in theater stunts. And I think what really got us to where, got us on this list and made this film famous was like our willingness to do things that most studios just aren't willing to do to get a film popular.
Yeah. I mean, to really be in the trenches and to spur creativity. The film's about a drunken Applejack salesman and kind of his ongoing battle with an army of beavers, right?
Beavers are played by mascots.
Mascots in beaver costumes. So it's the premise, obviously a little wacky and lends itself to creativity, but you got to lean into that. And so when you think about that creativity and your success there, how do you see it influencing films in the future? And then how do you use it for your current clients?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're now, thanks to the success of Hundreds of Beavers, like we're now meeting with filmmakers who have, you know, original, interesting, not reverse engineered. Let's start with like what's popular and whether where the audience is, but like truly art, like Hundreds of Beavers, I think really is. It's like cinema, and helping them go, okay, well, how are you going to find an audience with your film now, right? And bringing the same toolbox and tactics to it, which is like, okay, well, we've got to find these niche communities that are really likely to champion this film. We've got to target them digitally. We've got to get in theaters and create a live social experience, you know? And then we've got to allure people in the same way that indie, I think it's a lot more like an indie band mentality than it is a film mentality, selling merch, et cetera.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And on the client side of things, I mean, this is the toolbox that we work, you know, the building fame toolbox of being really distinctive. You know, I look at it like WMD. It's like worthy, worthy of remembering, being moving and being distinctive, right? Like something that's really memorable, something that has an emotional attachment or inspiration to it, and then something that's distinctive. It's not going to be mistaken for something else, right? It's not generic. It's not going to, oh, what is that film? It's kind of like that other film. Nobody ever forgets Hundreds of Beavers.
Yeah. It's a crowded marketplace, and you got to do the unique things to stand out. We're talking with Matt Sabljak, president and partner at SRH, one of Fast Company's most innovative companies. When we come back, we'll dive in a bit more into what does great branding mean and what are some of Matt's habits and daily routines that helps him stay sharp and creative in his role. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is The Upswing, and you are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, SRH, coming in at number 10 on Fast Company's most innovative film and television companies, located right here, just outside of beautiful downtown Milwaukee in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood. So SRH has this independent film, Hundreds of Beavers, that it produced. The film cost about $150,000 to make, taking in more than $1 million in revenue through creative marketing and more. You wonder, and I wondered, all right, you land on this most innovative list, Matt. Now, what do you do with this film now that it's truly a part of the agency? Mm-hmm. How do you continue to scale it, to get more distribution and make sure more and more people are seeing it? What does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the midst of a 40 plus city tour of theatrical screenings and live shows, et cetera, in mm-hmm. the UK right now, all sold out.
Hmm.
There's Blu-rays. There's going to be a vinyl release of the soundtrack, right?
All right. Like, old school. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. And it just like, this is a timeless film.
Uh-huh.
And so we can just keep, like, there's just ways to keep it alive and new stuff coming out over and over and over again.
Right? I mean, maybe even a modern day Rocky Horror Picture Show to an extent. I mean, films like that that are still, no matter the generation, there's appeal there to see at certain times and build community and dress up and be participatory. I mean, that's what the economy wants in the film space. And I see that through what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I think we have, and we did this very intentionally, given people a really compelling reason to go to a theater, you know, and buckle up and have a fun ride. I think where a lot of movies are struggling are they're dramas that, candidly, whether you watch them in your home or you watch them in a movie theater, I don't know how much that, you know, as a film lover, sometimes right. that experience isn't that much different.
Yeah.
But like Hundreds of Beavers in a packed theater with a bunch of people that are laughing along to it is a blast. It's a unique experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we talk about on this show. Community and commerce. They go together, yep. and they work better when they're working together each and every day. That's economics 101. So when you get up each and every morning, and I love to ask CEOs this question, what are some of the habits and routines that just keep you in that creative space? Because we all got a lot of things on our plate. We all are being pulled this way or that way. But what does that look like for you, Matt?
Yeah, as a newish dad, so I've got an 11-month-old boy.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my wife, Tana, and I split time between here and the Pacific Northwest, where okay. she's from. I really rely on curation, you know? So it's like reading the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times every day, getting both sides of the news and getting, I think they have incredible critics. The New Yorker magazine is a huge source for me for stories and for film criticism, for television criticism. And then I think one of the most important things is just surrounding myself with people who are going to share things with me that would never come across my browsing, my social feeds, my Google alerts, et cetera, my Substacks. I can't overstate that. Weird stuff shared by friends and how influential it's been for me.
Yeah, being open to those messages from different sources helps spur that creative mind for sure. Just quickly, a campaign or initiative that you're working on locally that you're super proud of.
Yeah, I think all the work that we've done with the Children's Wisconsin Foundation, you know, around their whole health, social, physical, and mental, you know, helping them through our work raise tens of millions of dollars, you know, for like the Craig Ibuki walk-in clinic. And then Rally Round is the big signature event that's coming mm-hmm. up. And we've had the privilege to participate in that. That'll be in September. And hopefully it'll be the signature event for Children's Wisconsin moving forward.
Matt Sabljak, president and partner at SRH, one of the most innovative companies with Fast Company, located right here in beautiful Milwaukee. Matt, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks,
Jeff. All the best in the future.